A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Pei Vav, Nedarim 86b, pagination is 172. We are starting from the Mishnah, five lines onto the page. Nadra Ishto, if a man's wife made a vow, V'savar Shenadra Bito, and he was under the impression, because that's what they told him, that it's his daughter who made the vow, and he proceeded to either affirm it or negate it, based on an erroneous understanding. Or, Nadra Vita Vesava Shenadra Ishto. Likewise, if his daughter made the vow, young enough that he's able to negate it, and he thinks that it's his wife that made the vow, and he either affirmed it or went against it, or, let's skip a line, Nadra mite'enim, she made a vow from figs, V'savar shenadra minu anavim, and he thought that it was grapes that she was talking about, or Nadra minu anavim, V'savar shenadra minu te'enim. She made the vow regarding grapes, and he thought it was figs. Hareza yachzor v'yofer, he has to go back and address this vow, and he could even be against the vow, even if originally he affirmed it. In other words, what originally happened has no relevance, because he was acting on what they told him, and that fact was incorrect. As the Gemara tells us, Lememra, what you're telling me is di yoni osa dafkahu. When it says yoni osa, that he will negate it, it has to be that he knows what he's negating. And if he specifically said it regarding erroneous information, then it's not going to take effect. We find this brought in Halacha, Simon Reish Lamed Dalet in Yoredeya, Seif Lamed Aleph, Tzorech sheyechavin l'shem ha'isha sheheifer la u'l'shem ha'neder. He has to have intent for the woman that we're talking about and for the vow that we're talking about. Ketzad, what would be an example? And the Mechaber proceeds to explain the case. His wife, and he thinks it's his daughter, says the Rama, ki chein amru lo, because that's what they told him. Or the reverse, again, the wrong woman. Or, Nodra mate'enim v'savar me'anovim, ki chein amru lo. They told him that it was the grapes, and really it was the figs. V'hefer al da'as zeh lo hava hafara, and he went ahead and negated it. It doesn't count. The Ran Bayos says, and the same would be true with Hakama. It's simply not relevant because he acted on specifically articulated erroneous information. The Gemara on the beginning of the next daf brings a fascinating comparison to a person who tore a garment as an act of mourning, but was under the wrong impression. He thought that he was tearing for his father who passed away, and really it was his son who passed away. So he realized that he was in mourning, he realized that he had to tear, but he didn't know why he was tearing when he did it. Does it count? So again, in our Mishnah, if he was acting on erroneous information, we're being told that it doesn't count. What happens in the case of Kriya? So a Braisa over here is brought on the fifth line. Amru lo meis aviv v'kara v'achakach nimtza b'no lo yotza yidei Kriya. If they told him that it was his father, and he tore based on that information, then it turned out that it was his son, it does not count, because he was acting on specifically articulated erroneous information. However, if it was bistam, if he just thought whatever he thought, but he wasn't particularly stating that that's why he did his act, and he wasn't responding to them, particularly articulating that's why he should do the act. For example, Amru lo meis lo meis, they told him, a relative of yours died, v'kasovar avivhu, and he jumped to the conclusion that it's his father, v'kora and itur v'achakach nimtza b'no, and then it turned out that it was his son, yotza yidei kriya, he fulfilled his obligation. And that is indeed something we can go back to our Mishnah. We find it in Shulchan Aruch Sif Lamed Gimel. Amru lo nodra isha besoch beisecha. If they told him, a woman made a vow in your house, v'sover she bito, and he decided, he came to the conclusion that it's his daughter, v'hefer, and he nullified it, he negated it, and it turned out that it was his wife who made the vow. Hareza mufar, it works. V'hu sherotza b'aforas ishto, if he wants that his wife's vow should be negated, then it's valid, even though at the time that he did it, he really had in mind on some level the wrong woman. It works, and that's what we're describing over here. Bistam, if a person just does it without specifically attributing it to a specific cause, it could work for the other cause, as the Mechaber is saying, provided that that's what he does want to happen. On the same daf, Rav Ashi introduces another concept, which is toch kidei dibur. If things happen within a very short span of time, in the words of the Ran, keman dekora hashta domi, it's as if they happened at the same time. We merge the time of toch kidei dibur, which is about 3 seconds worth of time, the amount of time to say, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe. Peace be upon you, my Rebbe. And this concept, as it's commonly explained, is so that a person who is in middle of a transaction should be able to turn, if his Rebbe passed by, and say, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, and still be able to negate the transaction. So we have a concept of toch kidei dibur, which is, even though I did the act, I still have those 3 seconds. It's a little bit like if you imagine with chess. The rule is, if you're still holding on to the piece, I believe that's the rule, once you leave go of the piece, you're no longer in thoughtful mode. So over here, it's a little bit more than that. It's not just holding on to the kinyan, but you have 3 seconds, you have enough time of toch kidei dibur to reverse the decision. The explanation, as I heard it, is that a person, whenever he does a business transaction, should always have in mind the possibility that his Rebbe might pass by now. Are you going to be proud of the transaction and your business dealings, even to your Rebbe, who always taught proper ethical conduct? Are you still going to be happy with what you're doing? A person should always have in mind his Rebbe could be passing by. And the concept legally is, the Ran's describing, we merge the time element over here. And therefore, Rav Ashi says that if the notification of who the real relative that passed away was within kidei dibur of the tearing, then it will be valid. This is not to go against the other ruling of Stam, if he did it without knowing who he was tearing for, but it's an additional approach. And the Be'er HaGola tells us that the source for this being codified in Shulchan Aruch is the Rosh, as the Mechaber writes, Reish Lamed Aled Lamed Aleph, Noda lo toch kidei dibur v'rotza gamkein b'hafara zu, if a person was notified within Toch Kidei Dibur, within this 3-second allotment, and he wanted the negating, that would be another application where the negating would be valid. So again, our Mishnah stated that when he negated erroneously, it is not valid. Hareza yachza v'yofer, he has to do it again. But the Gemara introduces two concepts, two applications, where that would not be true. One is bistam, if he did not clearly say, and it wasn't clearly told to him, who the woman was, even if he had jumped to his own conclusion, the hafara would be valid, provided that he wants the hafara to work. And the second application is Rav Ashi's, which is Toch Kidei Dibur. If he was notified who it was within Toch Kidei Dibur, he could actually reverse it, so to speak, and affirm his negating. What an interesting dynamic, in order that the vow that the woman made would not be valid. Yosher Koach, thank you for joining.